going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We're back here on the draft preview show here on WWL 504 Golf and Entertainment on Howard Avenue in New Orleans. Love to meet you. Come out and say, hey, we are on a 6 o'clock hour right now, so you know what that means here on WWL, folks. Ready to party? Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is Gentilly. That's Gentilly, G-E-N-T-I-L-L-Y. Now just go to WWL.com/contest and register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance. All you got to do is listen 9 a.m., noon, 3, and 6 p.m. for the Jazz Fest code word of the day. You can see amazing artists like Pearl Jam, Luke Combs, Cage the Elephant, Patti LaBelle, Trombone Shorty, and more. Good luck and happy festing, folks, from Miller Lite and the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Getting up for this draft that will be kicking off in about 45 minutes. The Saints will be on the clock with the ninth overall selection, and all that speculation of all the mock drafts and guessing that we've seen so far will finally come to an end. We'll get the first pick of the Kellen Moore era and figure out who this new addition is to the black and gold offense or defensive side of the ball. I know Mickey said yesterday that Kellen definitely believes in that same philosophy of building in the trenches.
So it'll be from the inside out,
right,
is what he called it.
So see if we end up getting an offensive or defensive lineman is very possible.
Yeah, and again, you know, I'm doing these drafts all these years. That's always a guy that tumbles. And you wonder who will be that guy. Because we've talked so much about that top nine.
Yeah.
And then there's a little bit of a break, and then it's from 10 to 20, and then from 21 to 50. The grades are all kind of jammed in there. Who takes the tumble? And does he fit the profile of what the Saints are looking for in this draft class? Because we see it every year. Somebody makes a little bit of a tumble. And my thing has always been, because I've seen it throughout the years, the one position that has tumbled more than any, defensive tackle.
Okay.
It has taken a tumble. I'll tell you the story. Jalen Carter, he was my number one ranked guy when he came out. And I did have some issues at Georgia. He went ninth. Chris Jones, when he came out of Mississippi State, he was my 18th ranked player. He went 37th. Aaron Donald was my 8th ranked player. He went 13th. They all took, now some of them took a real tumble. Now Aaron, he took a little tumble. But you can see where the edge rushers sort of have that advantage over the interior people. So if we're looking at that, does Mason Graham take a tumble?
Yeah, he might, because, you know, everyone's infatuated with numbers. And he might.
Man, to hell with that. I want production.
No, but Mike, but I mean by.
But I know what you're saying.
No, no. That's one reason why we went get Godshaw from the Patriots.
Right.
The Plaquemine, from Plaquemine, LSU Tiger. He didn't do anything. Yes, he made the linebackers be in position to do stuff because he occupies blockers.
Space eater, right.
No, it's like dirty work that you don't get enough credit for, but everybody wants him. Everybody wants him. Now, it would be hard to pass up if he's available, Tyler Ward. Mike, you want to talk about all-purpose weapon his final season.
Man, I love Tyler.
104 receptions, 1,233 yards, 218 rushing yards, four touchdowns. He averaged 8.5 yards a carry. I don't know. It's like a poor man's Taysom Hill.
That's what I was saying to Mike before we got on. It seems like a new version.
Okay, the crazy thing, we had Rich Marty on 2 days ago, and Rich was like, if someone had a child and it was part Jeremy Shockey, part Taysom Hill, that is what Tyler Warren is.
Well, that means he's going to be successful.
Yeah, I do believe.
That means he's going to have a lot of success in the NFL. Now, as far as the pass receiving tight end, Mike, I don't know if I've seen from the get-go, and he wasn't on. Oh, well, look at the team he was on. They were awesome. Look at the Raiders and Bowers. Mike, look at the Raiders and the Georgia tight end, how he produced. So if you'd pick a tight end and he'd produce like that, then you can't argue and say, well, that wasn't the right pick. We had other needs. The Saints have a lot of needs. We need a handful.
You name it.
We need a handful, all the positions. But you know what we need? Somebody who ain't damn developing, and he's producing from the get-go, no matter what the position.
Preach, okay. Cannon.
Yeah.
Think of this. Give me a receiver that's a big guy on this team.
None. A big guy who? Bub Means?
That's probably the biggest,
Bub
right?
Bub Means, what he played. Like, he couldn't even play a month. Well, what he played? Two games or something? Two or three games? Now, where we drafted him, the value and all that out of Pitt, University of Pittsburgh, it all worked out with Bub Means. But, come on, Bub Means? It's like that'd be a trivia question for the Who Dat Nation. Who's like our biggest receiver that we can count on right now?
Okay.
They didn't even know who Bub Means. You tell them Bub Means. They go, Bub who? Bubba Gump? Who are you talking about?
In a semifinal championship top 12 game, the Penn State receivers caught this many passes, and I'm saying zero.
Whoa.
Everybody was either receptions were to the running back or to 44. They knew he was going to get it and still couldn't stop him. No, you can say.
The same thing with Bowers. The Raiders, they knew he was going to get the ball. He still didn't get stopped.
Again, he's a unique guy, and my comparison would be George Kittle. Because you know why? He can block just like Kittle can.
You like that?
He can actually block.
I like George Kittle from the get-go. You got that long hair flowing and all that. I don't know. He's like a Midwest redneck. I mean, he just seemed like, and he's in San Francisco. I mean, he was unbelievable to me. How can you be against Kittle? You know, you look at the top tight ends and all that. You never know how they're going to work out. Now, Juwan Johnson, I think he's serviceable. I think he's a legit NFL tight end. But Juwan Johnson's not elite. He's steady, but I wouldn't call him.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Elite. Now, he'll have spurts that, man, he was awesome for that whole month. How about he do that for 3 months?
And I think that's what we want at number nine. We want an elite player coming in. Like you said,
exactly.
No development, production right off the bat.
No, like they're coming in, could be a rookie Pro Bowler. Not saying all pro, but at least maybe a rookie Pro Bowler.
My thing is this. Let's get Tyler Warren past 7.
Yeah.
Because the Jets may be the tripwire for Tyler Warren.
Yeah, that's like that's the out there. But, okay, if you had Jaylen Walker – if you got Michael Williams and Tyler Warren all available at number 9, I don't think that happened. Who would you take then?
I would go with Jaylen Walker. He's my highest-ranked player.
Okay, so to me, that's like a win-win. It's like you can't lose. I mean, whoever we take, I think, is going to be a stud for the Saints.
You would
if they're all available,
them
three.
You think the Saints are at number 9, and
yeah.
You're going to get a stud here.
You hope so.
And Mickey Loomis even said they think they're going to have 2 or 3 players that they're going to pick and can contribute from the get-go. So hopefully that player fulfills that obligation that the Saints are going to put on his shoulders. But he should. Because, you know, Mike, if you're a late first round and all that, you know, you could have upside and all that. But it's not a guarantee. To me, I don't know, top 10, but I would say definitely like top 8 or 9 in the NFL. Come on. You got to pick the right player. Because it's a continuous process. Those young guys on particular teams, they have to contribute and be able to have success. Now, not necessarily always quarterbacks. Just because you pick a quarterback, I didn't mean. But you can pick another player that can work out. Now, the one player I would not pick, and what do we need right now, is cornerbacks. Right? Look at our experience at cornerback. We got like 3 NFL cornerbacks with experience. We love, whether you love them or not, or like Lattimore, Paulson, and Debo. No, last year we were amongst the best. When you look at that cornerback room, but then now with Debo's with the Giants, Lattimore's with the Redskins, with the Commanders, I should say. But Mike, who's the guy I would stay away from? Will Johnson. I think he might be Lattimore Jr. He might be Marshawn Lattimore Jr. Bad attitude, the same kind of swag that he have in the locker room. Not necessarily good people. I'm telling you, so I'm not saying he won't work out. Now, he got hurt this year. He was unbelievable on the Jim Harbaugh the year before.
He sure was.
But then he slacked off. So, see, even though he's either the first or second cornerback in probably this draft, which is not a complete awesome cornerback draft this year, I still would stay away from him because, I don't know, not the skill set, but the attitude. Does that make sense, Mike? I don't know.
Makes sense to me in the fact that he refused to run for the scouts. That tells me he knew I'm not going to run well. And you got to have that speed as a corner.
Can you imagine Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the history of the world? Okay, I'm not going to run. I don't feel like running. What? If he's so confident, he knows he's the fastest man in the world. He's running. The only time you don't do something is when you're not confident that you can accomplish what maybe the expectations are.
You look at the Cajun Cannon.
And I got to say this.
Okay.
The reason why Shedeur Sanders. Okay, Deion.
That's where I was going, the quarterbacks right here.
Okay. Shedeur Sanders. Listen, I'm buddies with Deion. I threw Deion Sanders an interception in a real NFL game and a touchdown pass. I've been knowing Deion that this is going back 30-plus years. Okay, his son is an NFL quarterback. But he's not worthy of the number 9 overall pick. And I look at like, Shedeur Sanders. You know, I ran a faster 40 than Shedeur Sanders. Me. I'm not even a running quarterback.
Cajun Lightning.
I can run a straight line. I can't juggle nobody. But I ran a faster 40 than Shedeur Sanders. You know what's the problem? A lot of fans, they think that just because you're black and African-American quarterback, that all African-American quarterbacks, they can run. They think Lamar Jackson. They think Jane Daniels. They think Cam Newton and all that. No. And that's not always the case. Look at Michael Penix with the Falcons. He's a pocket passer. Shedeur is a pocket passer. I think he'll have success, but he's not going to work all this magic. Shedeur would be best to go to a team. Very similar. That's the best thing ever happened to Lamar Jackson. Think about Lamar Jackson, how he fell, and the Ravens came back, and they drafted Lamar Jackson. Look what Lamar Jackson has done with the Ravens. Some people wanted to move to wide receiver. Now as a quarterback, he's been a 2-time MVP. Lamar Jackson, if he People don't realize Shamir said he can't hold Lamar Jackson as far as throwing the football. I'm talking about as a passer. Lamar Jackson don't get enough credit as a passer. He's on that level. People don't realize that. So that's why you can't stereotype and look at all individuals. You have to look what they're doing. Now Cam Ward, Mike.
Cam can run.
He can run. No, he can run, but I think he's going to work out.
I think he will work out. I really like Cam.
Like a franchise quarterback. Now, if he could do, which I think he's going to go with the Tennessee Titans, if he could do with the Tennessee Titans.
What McNair did?
No, or McNair or what C.J. Stroud did with the Texans.
Yep.
Remember the Texans were pooty? The Texans weren't any good. And then C.J. Stroud, look at the impact he had with the Texans. So if Cam Ward can do that for the Titans, then you hit a home run.
Stick around for more of the 504 Golf Entertainment Show here, the Black and Gold Draft Show on Howard Avenue in New Orleans. Come out and join Team WWL. We'll be here all night breaking down the picks as they happen. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunny. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.